You want to know why there are so many mirrors in dance studios?
So you can see yourself dance?
Sure. But it's more than that. It's to correct mistakes. Mistakes measured in fractions of degrees. Flaws no one else would even notice. But the mirror is impartial. Ruthless. I used it to zero in on those flaws my entire life. And then I was told I still wasn't good enough. So where does that leave me? I'm a dancer who doesn't dance.
Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to This Is Us 2. It's a podcast dedicated to This Is Us on NBC. So sit back, relax, and let's all have a good cry. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and there's no way I'm fixing that leak in the ceiling. Not going to happen. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I've learned two things in life. I've learned two very specific...
Did you like that creepy clown laugh that I just did from The Simpsons? Continue. There are two things you've learned in life.
All right, Krusty, calm down.
Yes.
There are two very specific things I've learned in life, especially as it relates to homeownership. Don't mess with electricity. Don't mess with plumbing. Call someone who knows what they're doing. I don't care if it's got to be tightened. I don't care if it's got to be switched. It doesn't matter. Call someone who knows what they're doing.
Agreed.
Everything else, I feel like I would be able to tackle.
No.
What do you mean no?
Our fence. Those stools that you tried to build that I fell and they broke. You are not.
What I did for the fence worked. It worked until we had a windstorm.
Yeah.
And that windstorm blew it down.
We should take a picture of our backyard right now. Can't let our kids back there.
Would not be pretty.
Anyway, yeah, Blake is not Mr. Fix-It. It's okay.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm Bob Vila.
But I did love Toby looking at YouTube, as that is exactly what you would be doing.
100%. You know what else I would be doing too? My whole head in the ceiling. That's exactly what I would be doing. Yeah. I was giving some serious Toby vibes from this episode.
Oh my goodness gracious. You know, so this episode we had so many different storylines being brought back up. It was kind of like a reintroduction episode.
Yeah.
But one of the things that really caught me was the intro with Beth in the dance studio. Normally we talk about like personal stories. That's like the whole point.
Yeah, yeah.
But it made me cry. I'll be real with you. I actually didn't get to see the beginning of this episode. We did it when Beth was closing the laptop. That's when we started the episode. Yes. It's just the way that it worked out with our life and our kids. So I didn't get to watch it and chill just before this podcast. I said, nope, I got to rewatch it. I got to see what's going on. I missed the first couple of minutes. That made me cry.
Why did it make you cry?
I have several friends whose businesses have greatly suffered this year. In addition to all just the emotional issues that we've all gone through and the sickness and the death, you know, there's this other level, you know, social awkwardness. There's this other level of independently owned businesses, of dance studios, of restaurants, of you name it, like all these things that you can't have in a pandemic. Yeah. You know, I'm a musician, so another creative performing art, and the music schools had to stop. We had to start performing, like all these performing arts, you know, theater had to stop. All these things where you are just used to it and you thrive, and performers like myself are dancers or thespians. Like you need to be with others to create their art form. You also need to perform for others in real life. Doing it over the screen doesn't work. So as you're watching that opening episode and eventually Beth is teaching on Zoom, and there's at first 12 12 little screens on that Zoom screen, 12 little dancers twirling around.
Yeah.
Then it gets to 9 little dancers twirling around. Then it's 6 little dancers twirling around the screen. And the last lesson that she has is with 3. And that's, of course, when she says, you know, okay, everybody, like, we've got to close. Mm-hmm. And it just has made me so sad because I've seen those Facebook posts or those Instagram posts like, this is our last day.
Yeah.
Blake and I talk a lot about living in Rhode Island. It's one of the top foodies, you know, states, particularly Providence, Rhode Island. It's one of the top foodie cities. What is it, by Travel and Leisure?
Travel and Leisure, yeah.
Yeah, named it like the number one food city in our country. And many of our delightful micro mom and pop owned restaurants had to not just close their doors temporarily, but shut down.
For forever. Like restaurants that were a big deal in Providence that you thought, oh, yeah, this ain't going anywhere. Like this is a staple. They closed.
Blake and I went out for like our first, was it for my birthday? Yeah, it was for my birthday. For our first nighttime date. We went out in over a year and we went to the place that we had our rehearsal dinner at.
Yep.
And it was closed and it was now a new restaurant. Like that much time has happened that it closed and a new restaurant was there. And it just like it, just seeing that scene, I got to tell you, I raised my lemonade rating immensely because of that opening.
Sure.
And obviously I know a lot of people are sick and tired of the pandemic being a presence in This Is Us, but that's the whole point of the show, baby. Yeah. This is us and this is what's been going on. And I shed a tear watching it on my iPad, thinking of people who have had to close their businesses that they put their heart and soul into because of what happened this past year. So,
well, that is something I definitely want to talk about, Mary, once we get through all of our whole
process.
But
that was my story. Like, is just
the whole pandemic stuff being involved in the show. Like, I know we've had conversations about it before. I would like to continue that conversation just because I think it's worthy of our attention and the listener's attention. So
agreed.
So that's that. Yeah.
All right. Before we get into the rest of this episode, we're going to cheer you up. So hold on tight, spider monkeys. We got you. We would love to remind you that you can actually follow Mary and Blake Media on all sorts of social medias. So if you are on Instagram, you can find us there. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, we're all over the place. And we highly recommend that you just hit that little follow button.
I just want to say my Instagram feed, fire.
It is.
Straight fracking fire.
Blake's thumbs get workouts all the time. He's like, oh, Mary, did you check out the meme that I shared? I'm like, look at you. All of our episodes for This Is Us Too, if maybe you're new to This Is Us Too, that can be found in all of our podcasts, honestly, can be found at maryandblake.com. or on YouTube. And of course, we want to recommend that you head on over to our exclusive Facebook community. You could just search Mary and Blake and request to join a group. There we nerd out with all of you. It's like the Wild Wild West, but the good version, you know, like where it's like, look at all this land. Like we can just post about all the things that make us happy and joyful and like be amongst fellow nerds. So once again, head on over to that Facebook group. Just search Mary and Blake. All right, Blake, let's get into the show. Details.
The title for this one, episode 514 of This Is Us, is The Music and the Mirror, which this episode title I think is very indicative of obviously this episode, but how on the nose this episode was with its themes and with its metaphors. Yeah, right, exactly.
Pray for someone like you.
You know we're closing the show to that, right? Like that's gonna happen.
Thank God.
Of course we're going to, like, how could, if anybody knows me, you have to know that I look for any excuse to put in other music than the normal closeout music.
And to note that Blake was serenaded by me doing a full, like, dance from my couch.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. The dancing was.
Did you not know all those lyrics?
No,
you
of
didn't,
course not.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you did.
No, when
I finally found you.
When that came out, I was too busy listening to The Beatles and Pink Floyd.
Did you go to school dances?
Sure, but I didn't care.
That's like the perfect arms around shoulders, arms around waist, sway and sway.
Do you know what?
And step. Touch, step.
Did you, in your school dances, did you ever have like a special song to close out every single dance?
My school was definitely, we had a song that we played at every dance. And then when I went to other school dances and I realized A, they didn't have that song, but B, they just didn't play it ever. And because one time a DJ did play it and nobody knew it but me, and I went freaking wild.
What is it?
I don't even know the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's the Meatloaf, like the baseball one where he wants to have sex.
What? When they're singing back and forth with
each other? Yes, I love you to the end of time. Yeah, yeah, okay. I swear, yeah, yeah. I love you to the end. And in my school, all the girls would line up on one side. It was like Grease, okay? Yes. Like, girls would be on one side, and the boys would be on the other side. Will you love me forever? Let me sleep on it. Let me love me forever. Like, we would, like, battle back and forth. And so I did. I went to a boy that I was dating's homecoming, and the DJ played it on, and I like lost it. I like hands in the air, and I was like acting out like, oh, here he comes, he's round second base, okay, coming to third base, okay, it's gonna go in. It was like, stop right now, I gotta know right now.
Nerd!
Nobody knew what was going on.
Wow,
nobody.
Mary got really excited by this.
Well, listen,
you got overly excited about
you
this
play
song.
Some of my high school jams. I can't help it. I can't help it, guys. My friends used to joke that I needed like a 6-foot box around me because I was so expressive when I would dance. And I'm like so tall and gangly. And that's what Blake got to see last night. Close to me like my father. Close to me like my mother.
No, God, please, no. No.
Oh, my jams. My jams. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
I don't know. I don't know how I can follow.
Look at everyone's like keeping me up to date on Facebook.
See,
like
mine was Stairway to Heaven. Every single dance was ended with Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, so it's always good to close
my school was much more fun than yours.
Gotta get your lead out, man.
Forever.
All right. So that. Wow, that was a long conversation that I did not intend on getting into. The director was Jessica Yu. This is not the first episode that Jessica has directed of This Is Us. She also directed The Club, which is actually a favorite of mine. I loved that episode. The one where Randall and is going to learn how to... Well, he's supposedly learning how to play golf, and Jack is out there playing golf with his father-in-law, all that other stuff, and then Randall like totally tools every ball at the end with that reveal. Excellent stuff. The writer was Johnny Gomez, also not the first credit for This Is Us. Johnny has written the episode Clouds as well. That was the episode Clouds. I think that was the one that was directed by Justin Hartley. I think. I'm almost positive. Though, Mary, your lemonade rating. What do you got?
Let me tell you guys, all my friends, I originally was going to give this episode like a 4.5 range for my lemonades. And then I watched that opening and I was crying and I was thinking about restaurateurs and music schools. And I was thinking about the theater that I had subscription tickets to. What happened to that? I put all that money in my subscription for theater tickets. I gotta look into that. Anyway, thought about all these performers and businesses and that are no more and may not be able to come back. And I cried, and that stayed with me. And I just felt so heavy, and it was so good that I didn't mind, Zoe. I didn't mind the things that bothered me about this episode and that just made it feel like... Because before, it really would have been a 4.4. It would have been a 4.5. It would have been like, all right, guys, let's catch you back up to snuff.
Yeah.
You know we've taken a little break. This is who everybody is, and this is what's going on.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Why are you talking like your
mother?
I'm
like Crookshanks. But yeah,
you're
when
a wizard,
Harry. When I had that opening scene, it just changed everything for me.
So right now I have 4 written down for this episode.
You are the only one, my everything.
But
are you going to raise it?
But I think... Just because Mary is singing and dancing for all of the live viewers right now, I think I'm going to raise it to like a 4.2.
Okay.
I'm going to go 4.2.
Wow.
Listen, you got to earn these things. Even tenths of a point, you got to earn them.
Whatever. That's
okay. How it goes.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it that low, not because it was a bad episode. Or
it was not bad.
Not that it was poorly written or anything. It was just very on the nose. It was so on the nose with everything it was trying to do. And because of that, I got a little frustrated with it. And not only that, and the issue that the episode faces is not one that it's established by itself. The issue that it faces is we've had a big break.
It faces an issue with commercials. We first have to acknowledge that.
Yes, that's true. The commercials.
If you take this medicine, you could die, explode, have birds peck out your eyes.
But it could also elongate your life.
Oh, great. Now I'm in such a great mood to watch This Is Us.
There's been such a big break in the presentation, and to no fault of their own, the presentation of this season has been so stilted. As we talked about last episode, we have been podcasting season 5 of This Is Us since October.
Cue the Sandlot forever.
Like, it makes me call into question what they're going to do for season 6, which has been announced today, that it is official now that it's going to be the last season. I mean, we all kind of knew that. It was reported that it was going to be, but it's official.
Can I tell you what happened? Everyone will make up. Rebecca will die. They will go to the tree. The end. And by everyone will break up, I'm saying everyone's going to break up. People be breaking up.
No, I think they're all going to die. It's all going to be death. But they're all going to meet up at the tree. At the end,
Does Miguel get to go to the tree?
Yeah, I think Miguel gets to go to the tree.
Miguel needs his flipping moment in season 6. I got to tell you, if we don't get straight up Miguel love, I can't.
Y'all been sleeping on my boy Miguel.
Seriously, Toby should have called Miguel, and he could have said other three.
Yeah, other
what
three
happens
unite.
With the other three stays with the other three. Help me out with this, Miguel. And Miguel would be like, no worries. I'm not calling in the bat signal. I got you. Mm-hmm. Give Miguel some credit. I think he would have been quiet about it.
Should have been like...
And if he told Rebecca, she would have forgotten anyway.
Oh, man. Oh, that was good, Mary. That was good. But again, I feel like the way that these episodes have been dropping, this episode after such a fantastic episode of Brotherly Love, this is an awkward one to come back to. This is one that if you just watched it sequentially, the way that it's intended to be viewed, this would be the big deep breath in before the next 2 episodes, right? This would be the big, like, okay, we're resetting the board. Everything's is coming back to normal. But because we've had so long, it's a weird reentry point for me. And like, not a lot happens.
Reminds me of school back when we had snow days before the pandemic, when it would be like a snowy month and you'd go back to school and it would be like the weekend and then you have a snow day and then there'd be something else. And your poor teacher would be like, so once again.
Yeah.
We've been learning fractions for 3 weeks.
You know what we're going to do today? We're going to watch a movie.
Do any of you know yet what we're doing?
So that is that.
It was
right.
A reestablishing episode, which we needed.
So, I liked it. I enjoyed it. It is what it is. Like, it was, you know what it was? It was the stuffing. That's all it was. It was stuffing.
I love stuffing.
I love stuffing too.
Unless it's dry.
But you can't make a whole meal out of stuffing.
I disagree.
No, you can't do it.
Put it in between bread?
No, you can't have the bread. You got to have just stuffing.
Too much.
Too much. See, it was stuffing.
I mean,
stuffing.
I probably would eat it.
It wasn't even chicken. It was stuffing.
I could eat it for dinner.
Just dry stuffing.
I mean, not dry. It would need to be moist. Get a little broth in that action. Okay, let's go.
All right, let's do our GBGs. What do you got, Marvin?
My good. Good, bad, worse, Kevin Pearson.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. So we had this thing, good, bad, worse. He said good, bad. And I was like, what? Oh my God. Are you about to do a GBG? Alas, the entire world is not as big of an optimist as I am. So it can't be like a happiness sandwich. It's just a downfall of possibilities. Yeah. But the good, bad, worse, I dig it.
There are things that happen in this episode. that I swear on everything holy, they listen to us.
Are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Next season, write an episode about a tiger.
If there's a donut in next season, we'll know.
Forget about it.
If there's a donut. Okay, yeah. My bad. Zoe, get out of here.
Out.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
No, God, please, no, no.
That character sucks out any joy or happiness or like uplifting feelings out of any room, even when she's remote.
She does it over Zoom.
Like, there's Kevin, and he's like, oh, man, my life kind of stinks right now with my career, but I don't want to be the Manny, and I'm figuring things out. Zoe. And I was like, no. Like, I did not feel bad at all about his low prospects of his you know, script reading. Zoe. So he's like, oh, yeah, you were like that when we dated. You know those exes? You know those exes.
Yeah.
When they're like, of course you did that. You would do the same thing when we were dating.
And they just keep shoving it in your face.
Yeah. You're like, what? I remember this completely different. A.
Yeah.
B. Why you gotta be so mean? Why you gotta be so mean? Oh, yeah, and I'm dating somebody. I'm like super happy. And looks like I'm gonna have a job and you're not. Peace.
Hey, look at the time. Gotta go.
Leave meeting.
Out on Zoom. Mute at the very least. I'm out on Zoom.
My great, however, was how I felt watching the first few minutes. This originally was my bad just because it brought up these like sad feelings. But the sad feelings are strong feelings. And I'm happy when This Is Us gives me strong feelings.
Yeah.
So thank you, This Is Us, opening for getting the Charmin action that the rest of the episode didn't bring out until I watched that beautiful opening scene.
Yep. For me, the good was how my man Randall just knows when to back off. Just knows. Just let Casey and JoJo do the talking.
Until Deja tells him.
Well, yeah, but obviously we have some rhyming here with him as a younger man and the dancing and the whole thing. He knows.
He's got that dad, Bob.
He knows when All My Life should do the talking for him. That's it. And you know what? Got to give him credit. Because as we've talked about on so many episodes of This Is Us 2, Randall is one of word. And he considers himself a great orator. He talks. And lately, especially these past two episodes or three episodes, he just listens.
Yeah.
Listens. And that is a big step for a character that is known for the big monologues, you know, the way that Randall is capable of doing.
I've had to work on my listening skills. I don't know if you've noticed this, Blake. When you talk and I think you're done and I'm ready to like volley, I tell myself, count to three. And you always start talking by number three in my head because you weren't done.
Oh.
I'm working on it.
You're doing better. You're doing good, Marvin.
I'm trying.
All right, my bad. Listen, I actually get your how this was your great Mary and how you were emotional and all the people that you felt for when they closed their business in the pandemic. I get it.
Yeah, you don't have any friends, nor do you have friends who like had businesses closed.
No, it's no. The emotionality of it is real. Like that.
I thought you were like, I don't care about anybody.
No, I do. I do care about it. No,
never mind.
I'm saying like I understand why it. But for the show, it was hard for me to care all that much because I know in the future she's got a successful dancing business.
But right now it hurts, man.
No, I understand, but it's hard. Like, had I not known that she had a successful dancing ballet, whatever it is, business, that would hit harder for me. But since I already know that she does, it's like, okay, well, I just know that it's going to be coming back again. So
This is why Dumbledore isn't torn up when things happen. He just knows how it's going to work out.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Sirius Black is about to get kissed from the Dementors? Three turns should do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll take care of it.
It'd be fine.
You know, and I hate that ongoing debate of how much Dumbledore actually knows.
It's okay.
Oh, it's a hard debate. But my great, though, I have a tie.
So wait, that was your bad? Was the opening?
No, it wasn't, the opening. It was just...
When did you even watch it? Because you didn't watch it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't about the opening, Marvin. It was about her closing her business. And I didn't really...
Did you not watch the opening?
It wasn't about the opening.
He didn't watch it, guys. He didn't watch the most emotional part of the show. I knew it. This does not deserve to be your bad. Had you watched that opening,
no,
this would be your
it's
great.
It's not about the opening, Marvin.
Had you watched it, Had you watched it?
No, I just know her business.
People who
comes
are joining
back.
Us live, did that opening matter to you? If you didn't have that opening with Beth and the montage of the dance school, from the moment that she opened to the moment she had to close.
A moment like this.
Oh, Rachel is saying you need to push the shame button.
I'm actually trying to find it right now because
I am,
for some reason I can't hear it.
I am.
Shame.
And yet not.
No, well, listen, we got stuff going on. We got kids and, you know, the whole shebang. So it is what it is. All right.
Maybe that's how we should close the show.
What?
You're the part of the show you didn't watch that I'm like telling you was so amazing. Anyway, continue. What is your great?
Right, in my great, I have a tie. And that
I'm rolling my eyes if you can't see it because you're listening to a podcast.
Roll your eyes and tell me where she is.
What's that from?
Come on, man. That was from this episode. When Randall was talking to Deja.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's like, roll your eyes and just tell me where she is.
It wasn't as good as the opening, so I don't remember it.
All right.
You're great.
My tie is this. I love how there is like this meta commentary of what?
Yep.
What?
I just swallowed a popcorn kernel and it stuck.
I love the meta commentary from the show. That being Toby saying, I don't want to call any Pearsons for help with the leak. I don't have the bandwidth to sit around talking about my feelings and then crying about my feelings and then talking about crying about my feelings. That was great. That was some great self-awareness on the writer's behalf. And essentially, that's what we do here. We talk about how we cry. We talk about our feelings and we talk about our feelings while we cry. Like, it's amazing. I just, again, I feel like they're big fans, the writers of This Is Us Too. I'm just going to throw that out there. But also, the really great moment for me is the moment that Kate looks at the booth and remembers back to her dad. That's one of the last conversations that they have because that moment takes place right before the Super Bowl that they're supposed to be watching. And where, obviously, you know, Jack dies. Big moment. And she can't let go of her grief, so she gets a job at that diner so she can be around her dad. And she stays in that job for 9 years or whatever it was. And, you know, we go back to that the 20s episode when we see her in that diner. And you forget like how stuck she was. And it's all because she wanted to just stick with her dad.
Yeah.
And confront that grief and stay in that grief. Man, that was something. That was really, really like that is the kind of things that I love when the show illuminates specific parts of itself and its own story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Me too.
I'm into that. So that's me, Marvin. All right. I will fix your microphone. Give me a hot second. You know what? I'll just do it right now. Sorry. Mary's microphone is just janky lately, and it's...
I don't even know if that's a word you're supposed to say.
I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. All right. You ready for some Big Three feedback?
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot of voicemails, but we'll play just a couple of them. Here we go.
And we said...
That's three.
Big three?
Big three!
Okay. Let's get to the first voicemail. Let's see.
Hi, guys. This is a voicemail for This Is Us. My name is Bob, and okay. So I wanted to talk about Kate a little bit in her little convo with Rebecca when she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. She basically said that, like, let Randall make you proud. And it kind of caught my attention because you rarely see, like, the jealousy with Kate and mm-hmm. Randall like you do with Kevin and Randall. Like, Kevin always felt like Randall got all the attention, and I kind of agreed with him, but not, you know. Like, it was interesting to see it from Kate's perspective. She probably doesn't feel, like, the anger toward Randall that Kevin did because Kevin, you know, they're both boys and she's a girl and, you know, she doesn't feel, like, the need to compete with him. Exactly. She just accepts that he's their pride and joy. But I think it also, like, kind of upsets her, too. Just not to the extent that it upsets Kevin. And Kevin was also her person, so she had him, whereas Kevin didn't have that with Kate or Randall, so he took it out on Randall. It was just interesting, like, to see that same sort of resentment a bit from Kate, I guess. It was a small thing, but I caught it.
Good job.
I like that. Yeah, nice pointing
nice,
that out.
Nice pull. Good job. Way to pay attention to the material. Excellent job.
Hi, Mary Blake. My name is Kat. I'm calling in from Philadelphia.
Hey, Kat.
I've been listening for a while, but this is my first time calling in, so I'm excited.
Hello. All right. Hold on. We gotta play you.
I gave this episode a 4.3 lemonade rating.
We gotta play you the. There we go. All right. So she gives it a 4.3. Here we go.
My good was the whole dance sequence in the beginning with Beth. The whole storyline with Beth. The juxtaposition between the past and the present storylines with that. And something I really enjoyed was I feel like they were quietly underlining how past traumas are being brought up during COVID, how hard that is to deal with, and I thought the writers handled it really well. Mm-hmm. My bad is Kate and Toby. I feel like their foundation is cracking. The whole thing with Toby and the plumbing was enjoyable, but he's still just not communicating, and that is going to be problematic. My great, when I did cry... was the Joni Mitchell song that Kate had set up for Rebecca for her kids to sing.
Yes.
It was so sweet. And while the relationship with Kate and Toby is kind of cracking, you can see that the relationship with Kate and Rebecca is really taking off and really getting to where they've always wanted to be. And I just thought that was really sweet. I've missed you guys. I'm Aww. Excited to hear the episode. And welcome back. Bye.
Well, we've missed you too. Thank
Kat
you.
Kat is
much.
Joining us live right now on Instagram. So hello.
All right,
hello,
Kat, way to be.
You.
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, let's get the next one.
Hi, Mary and Blake. This is my GBG to the latest episode of This Is Us,
Who
the
is
Music
this?
In the Mirror.
I don't know. Oh, I don't
my
know.
My good was support. I felt like there was a lot of support and love in this episode. Rebecca was being supportive to Madison, who hasn't had strong supportive parents in her life. Annie was being supportive to Beth. Toby's dad was being supportive to Toby. Uncle Nicky was being supportive to Kevin. Randall was being supportive to Beth. I just felt like there was just a lot of love and support in the episode. My bad is really nothing to do with the episode. It just has to do with COVID and the restrictions on their filming, and I just felt like I was missing something, even though I'm not, because there's just so much time gap between the episodes. Mm-hmm. I just felt like there was a lot going on. I had to watch it twice to sort of digest it all and put it all together and try to remember what has happened. But my great was the song that Kate's class sang to
yes.
Rebecca. It was just really great to see everything come together for Kate. And I really feel like this is what she was meant to be doing. And it's just, as a mom myself, it's a proud mom moment to see your child find their thing and to be successful at it and to really enjoy it. So I love you guys. I love listening to you guys. And I can't wait to hear what you all have to say.
Thank you, unknown
Talk to you later.
Person.
Well, thank you. It was all very great stuff. Good polls, good stuff. Just make sure next time you let us know your name and where you're from.
She probably tried to.
Yeah, you know what? People get nervous when they call in.
She's
you
like,
know?
Hey, it's me.
All right, we get the last one. Here we go.
Hi, Mary and Blake. It's Gloria from Methuen.
Hey, Gloria.
Hold on.
Your cousin from Boston.
Thanks, Gloria. Way to be.
Hi, Mary and Blake. It's Gloria from Methuen. I gave this episode 5 lemonades. Ooh. So good. I watched it twice. My good
too.
Is the pockets in Madison's dress. Oh, my God.
They
what
were
a gorgeous dress. I'm not much of a dress wearer, but if it's a summer, then I'll wear a sundress, and it must have pockets. So great.
Gotta have pockets.
My bad is Madison's dad. Oh, my God. What a D-bag.
Yep.
My great was the last scene with Rebecca and Kate. Oh my God, the tears. When Rebecca said, real joy is never gone forever, really hit home with me. Oh, oh my God. So touching. I never even mentioned my favorite couple, Randall and Beth. I felt so bad for her. She's amazing though, and will come through this okay. And my God, Tess is growing up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What a little beauty. Nikki was funny with those onesies. And Kevin, wow, he has a lot to think about with what Zoe said. He tries to keep everyone happy, even at his own expense and happiness. Madison's growing on me, but I'm still Team Cassidy for sure. That's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Gloria. I got to tell you, I'm still Team Cassidy too.
I'm not.
I'm in on Cassidy.
She doesn't suck the fun out of a room. I'll tell you that.
Not a fun sucker.
Not a fun sucker. But like, I just still don't know her. Does she like inflatables? Does she make a good stuffing? Like, I just don't know her.
Does she like inflatables?
Give me something, Cassidy.
Y'all been sleeping on my boy
Miguel.
Does
she do handwritten letters? Does she like to binge Bridgerton on Netflix? I don't know her.
Madison doesn't like to binge Bridgerton. That's the problem. She wants to watch the British baking show.
Which I'm totes down with
I'm fine with it, too.
I know Madison a heck of a lot more than I know Cassidy. She's got those Japanese masks. Mm-hmm. I know Madison a lot more than Cassidy.
Fair enough.
We just have a moment for the pockets?
Yes.
Those pockets suck.
Those pockets were awful.
Beautiful dress. See-through pockets. You want to bring a lip gloss so you can touch up at your wedding? Everybody's going to see it. You want to have some tissues in your pocket so that when you cry while you're saying your vows, you can daintily dab your tear ducts? Everybody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Who wants see-through pockets?
Don't nobody want to see-through pocket.
Like, what could you even put in there with the see-through pocket?
Nothing. All you could do is put your hands in there. And you're at your wedding. You want to put your hands in your pockets?
Can't put your phone in there.
Can't put your phone?
Just going to see a big iPhone.
Can't put gum?
Oh, yeah. Can't have gum. Like, what is clear?
What if you want a mint? You know what you can put in there?
You can actually take like Tic Tacs and empty them. And maybe if they're like at the very bottom of the pocket, they're covered by a piece of lace. That's what Madison could do. She could have two Tic Tacs in her pockets.
You could put Saran Wrap.
Yes.
Yeah, like you could do Saran Wrap. You could do like a laminating stuff.
You know that the dress designers who designed that dress, because it's obviously like a real dress, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, you know what? All the Zennials like really like pockets along with the Millennials. Mm-hmm. Like they love, the Millennials love the pockets and the Zennials love the pockets too.
Yep.
She's obviously one of those. What do we think Madison is? How old is she? She's got a fountain of youth.
She does have a fountain of youth. I'm going to go Zennial.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go Zennial.
Okay. So you think she's in the same micro generation as Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though I think Kevin might have bumped out. Is he still in it? No, he's still in it,
He was born in 80.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so yeah, he's a Zennial. He's a Zennial.
Yeah.
Pockets. Yeah.
They were like, we need to throw these pockets in. And someone was like, but it doesn't make sense. And they're like, don't worry. As long as you can still say it has pockets, that's all that matters, is that a girl gets to put her hands in them, twirl and say, and it has pockets. That's literally the only purpose of it.
That is it. Elizabeth here says, at this point, if Kevin dumps Madison, I will dump him from my faves. Marvin, your thoughts on the possibility of your boy Kevin dumping Madison?
Want to get deep with me?
Sure.
Who is Kevin?
Yes.
Does Kevin like inflatables? Does Kevin like stuffing?
We don't know because he is an actor and he has morphed himself into whatever he needs to be to survive at that moment. And as much as I am out on Zoe, it was really nice of the writers to have Zoe calcify this thing that they've actually been writing into that we all really haven't talked about. Similarly to his walking out on stuff, whether it was the play or it was the movie or it was the show or whatever. Like, these were all things that happened, and finally
will he walk out on the wedding?
Finally, he gets consequences, and it's not a coincidence that they're talking about all these things being walked out on, and we have this potential of a wedding happening. And you're right, Mary. Is he going to do the runaway bride
thing? Julia Roberts.
Is he going to wear the sneakers? I don't know. Maybe he's going to wear sneakers.
Yeah. I did. I wore sneakers.
You did wear sneakers. That's right. Yeah, you wore those. You wore those Chucks, teal Chucks.
Yeah.
The thing about this portion of the episode and what they're trying to do is, I'm actually extraordinarily intrigued by what they're going to do because I have no idea what is going to happen. Like, it's not something I can predict. Like, if someone were to tell me, if two episodes from now and I didn't get a chance to see it, somebody told me, Kevin runs out and he goes to marry Sophie, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I get that. Or if they said, yeah, he runs out, he goes to get married to Cassidy. Oh, okay, yeah, I see that too. But if they say he's staying with Madison, yeah, Like, this is a real legitimate choice. There's an obstacle, and there are legitimate choices that are good and bad.
I think if he marries Madison, fine. If he runs off and marries Sophie or Cassidy, don't know if you like stuffing or not. I don't really know you. It'd be too fast. Okay? Does she like stuffing? We need to know these things before you get married. I feel like he obviously knows Sophie long enough. There's going to be a lot of whiplash if it ends up being the Soph. But okay, yeah. Let's move on from Kevin and his love, because that's just a confusing kerfuffle.
Yeah.
The Kevin confusing kerfuffle. Madison, though, yeah. Fun times.
Madison.
Was that the last voicemail?
What do you mean?
We were listening to voicemails. We went all on this tangent, starting with Pockets.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
I'm asking you, are there any other voicemails?
No, that's it. That's okay. It. That's the end. Okay. I told you it was the last one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
I got you, Mary. Let's talk about Kate here a little bit.
Why don't you talk about Madison?
Oh, sorry. Let's talk about Madison. Go ahead. Let's do it.
It's fine. Let's go with Kate.
Let's go all in, baby.
I just want to do little couples at a time.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, what do you
got? Do you have anything to say about Madison?
Well, I'm in on Madison. I am not surprised that her dad's not showing up to the wedding.
Agreed.
And I think that's one of those things that's going to be very...
I mean, let's
sneaky,
be real.
Sneaky hard on her.
They don't have any more actors in the pod.
That's true. That's a good point. But isn't it wonderful, though, that Rebecca does step in and say, your dad's a tool bag anyway. Don't worry about it. Like, we're here for you.
We did get Jack and neighbor, Gregory.
Yep, we did. They're good.
In the pod now.
Timothy Omundson. Yep, he's back in. Oh, you know what I wanted to call out to? The good, bad, worst thing. I feel like that is very intentional for Kevin, because he's bringing it up to Madison as a way for her to describe what she's going through with Rebecca, right? But it's also, I think, intended for him. There is now a very specific thing that he is tackling, and let's talk about the outcomes, the good, the bad, and the worst.
Maybe he'll do that on the phone with Sophie.
What's your good, bad, and worst for Kevin's outcomes here?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
His good is that he marries Madison and he gets to live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. What's your bad?
My bad is that he doesn't marry Madison and he has to go through the awkwardness of co-parenting and deal with all of that.
Mm-hmm. And your worst?
My worst is that he doesn't marry Madison. He leaves her at the altar, and then he goes and he marries Cassidy, who we don't know.
You know, I was just going to say that was going to be my good, just despite all of you who don't want him to be with Cassidy. I'm kind of agree. Man, the worst would be him skipping out on the wedding.
Yeah.
And going to marry Sophie. In my opinion,
he can't marry anybody else on his wedding day.
Sure, he can.
His family was so mad.
I would understand, but he could do it. Or he skips out of Madison and later on he marries Sophie and he has a phone call with her and yay, everything's back to normal again. I would be kind of out on that.
I mean, here's a question. What's awkward right now is we just don't know. I mean, Madison and Kevin do have some cutesy chemistry, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're DTF. Granted, she had a baby a little while ago, but let's be real.
It did kind of come out of nowhere.
What came out of nowhere?
Madison and Kevin and the whole thing.
Oh, no, that was a hookup. But what I'm saying is right now.
Yeah.
Is she wow, chicka, wow, wow. We're talking about the Manny. And she's a hot tamale too.
Sure.
So I'm just not getting like into each other sexual chemistry. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of we're good friends and we're parenting really well together and high five buddy.
Companion.
Yes.
Not
DTF.
Not DTF.
For all my Jersey Shore friends.
I'm going to go with you on that one, Mary. I get that sense too.
I want him to be you're so sexy. I just want him to say that. I've got a sexy fiance. But granted, in the show, he's holding a baby and petting her head. He's not going to whisper that while he's holding a baby.
Well, she could still say that. You're sexy holding that kid. That is a sexy thing. Or whatever. I don't know. Like, there's a way that they can.
Oh yeah, when they were talking about the dresses, he could have just said like, "You're gonna look amazing, in no matter what."
Sure.
That's just not how they talk. So maybe that's not their relationship.
Yep.
But
yep.
Just get a little frisky for me. You guys are engaged. Come on, spice it up. You know we like Outlander.
You know what? That's good.
This is not Jamie and Claire Fraser. All right? We know that Madison is DTF. She watches Outlander. She yes. wants some steamy, hot scenes, okay?
Sure.
She's with Kevin.
Manny, say what?
Seriously? We need some deliciousness. I'm not saying we need some X-rated stuff. Just give me a little smooch. Give me a little like, wow.
Maybe give me a little tap on the bum. I don't know. Just something. Give me a little verve.
Give me a little fire.
I'm in. So now that we've talked about Madison and Kevin pretty much at length here, let's talk about...
Rachel wants to remind us, she also pushed out two babies from her fine china. No, I totally agree.
From her fine china.
Totally agree. You know, I'm not saying she needs to rush, but I feel like it has been a little while. And also, I appreciate that oftentimes, like, after you've had kids, that's the last thing you want to do. You're tired. Maybe she's breastfeeding and, like...
Well, the timing here does seem to be a little off.
Like where are we?
Yeah, when are we?
Are the babies already, like, driving? What's going on?
So I will say that the timeline is...
I just want them to like smooch and mean it.
Yeah, just give me a little something.
I hear ya.
A little something. All right, so let's talk about Kate and Toby here a little bit. Kate and Toby, not great, Bob. I mean, really, really not great.
Kate feels like she can't talk about how much she loves this job that literally is perfect for her, that lets her shine. She feels like she can't even talk about it because Toby's in such a bad place, which maybe you should try, Kate. Maybe you should try talking with him about it. Or is that when she brings it up, Toby pouts? We don't know, but she feels awkward enough that she can't talk about it. And then we've got Toby.
Yeah.
And who is not in a good place.
They're in a place that is just not great. I mean, again, I'll play it.
Not great, Bob.
For the both of them. Like, there's no forward momentum. Because at least with Randall and Beth, you know that it's okay that things are going wrong between them because you feel like they're on the same page. They have forward momentum as a couple. It's okay that Randall just shows up and plays, you know, All My Life. And because they're together, like, there's no question about that. There's still that foundation of love. And I'm not saying that there is no foundation of love for Toby and
Kate. They do love each other.
They do. Yeah. They obviously do, but there's no, like, there's nothing there pushing them forward other than the fact that they're just together. And that is a really bad situation to be in. Because if you can't talk and you can't communicate, especially about the things that you love or the things that are not good, really bad, man. And you can see it in Toby, too, when he's saying, like, Kate, I'll take care of it. I got it. No, I have it. You know, we don't have any money anyway, so I got it. A really bad situation to be in.
He needs a confidence boost. He's got some real self-esteem issues.
And when his dad was like, you know, check on that leak, because they only look for it when the water's coming out. This is us smashing you on the head.
There are problems in this relationship.
Something is wrong, guys. And I thought they were going to be so much more subtle about it. I thought that the leak was going to be, remember the leak in Outlander?
I'm Harry freaking Potter.
No, wrong one, Blake. Hold on. The leak in Outlander. The season 5 finale. Remember the leak in her dreamscape?
Yeah.
You know, obviously something was off. I thought they were going to be a little bit more subtle about the leak, saying like there's something off here. Like this thing is leaking and it's gonna explode and it's gonna ruin the house. But then they just smashed you right in the face with the dad saying this thing. What did you think about that choice?
I was fine with it.
You were really fine with it?
Yeah.
Really?
I could, yeah. You want to know why?
Don't you want it to be a little bit more subtle?
I just, like, don't care about their relationship.
Who?
Kate and Toby's.
Really?
Like, I just don't think it's gonna work. Hey, so you know how you were like, oh, I wasn't upset that Beth had to end her show,
yes,
or end her school. I think like the writing so far has been on the wall that they're not together for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been so long that Kate and Toby haven't been good, that they haven't even been having like these redeeming moments. You know, like The Notebook, how the two characters like fight and fight and fight, and then it's like redeeming moments of love and joy and merriment. I don't get that with Kate and Toby. And that's not to say that their relationship can't work. I believe that there are people who go through these kind of relationship spells, but I'm sitting there and I'm saying, yeah, Dad's right. Like, what do you want me to say? I was fine with it being hit over the head.
Yes.
Not everybody is as deep as us and our listeners, where they're like, ooh.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to be nerds with each other.
I know, but I'm saying, like, a lot of the audience, like, sits there and they're just like, yes, you better watch those leaks.
Can we also talk about the moment of the conversation where Rebecca is talking to Kate about all the different versions of Kate's in her life? Also, some great meta commentary from the show and the writers, simply acknowledging the fact that there are different Kates throughout this show.
Which is so cool that we get to see them, that Rebecca saw each version and loved each version, and so do we.
Right, absolutely. And I like that that's there for us, and it's, I've never doubted, obviously, I've never doubted Rebecca's love for Kate. I've never doubted any of that stuff, but it's just great to hear her, it's great to hear she and Kate talk about the stuff that they've gone through. It's great to have them acknowledge both good and bad and even ugly in their life. Like even in the flashback part of this episode between them, when Kate comes back from the diner and she has the food and she's like, here, try the fries. Here are the fries. Try the fries. The fries are really good. And she's saying that because that was the last thing that she ate with her dad, or potentially ate with her dad.
Yes.
And, or at least that's what she ate at that diner with him. Mm-hmm. And the fries were good to him and to her. Oh, man. And to just recognize that and let that sit.
Whereas you have that awkward moment where Madison and Kate are talking about how Madison took Kate to this dress shop to shop for her wedding dress. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca's like, wow, I really wish I could have been here to see that.
Right. and then taking this moment to speak on the relationships that each of the big three has. I mean, there's some really big contrasts happening, whether it is Kate is flourishing in her job, whereas, you know,
Beth
is not, and Toby is not, obviously. Randall is doing his thing.
With only a state senator.
Yeah, only a state senator. But don't tell him that. And then, obviously, Kevin now, too, is suffering some consequences. But at the same time, they're also contrasting the state of their relationships, which I think is more important. Again, Beth and Randall have this ability to dance to All My Life, whereas we have Kate and Toby not communicating. And there's, as Toby's dad says, there's a lot of pressure. It's the pressure that gets you. And then we also have the whole stuff with Madison and Kevin, where Kevin is now calling into question, and rightfully so, by the way, his motives in being with Madison.
He should have probably done that before he proposed, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, I would think so. That would be a smart...
But I'm glad he's thinking this through now and not on his wedding day.
Can we also talk about how...
I love how you ask.
Sorry. Let's talk about how Madison has named her dress Megan. I love this bit. Love it. I love it to the all
even
ends
though
of
it
the
has
earth.
See-through pockets.
Even though it has see-through pockets. The fact that she named her dress Meghan after Meghan Markle because she feels like a princess in this dress. Amazing. Amazing. You want to know why? You want to know why I love it?
Why?
Because Mary does the same exact thing. Mary, tell us the story of how you named a certain item that you wear. Go on.
So, back in my TV host morning show days, I came in and the news director, yes, it was the news director at the time, told me, A, that I was big enough that I didn't need to actually eat anything in the kitchen segments. Mm. That felt great. Mm. But second of all, said I needed a haircut and to go to the same place that the news ladies go to and that they'll do it for me.
So not I went great, in, Bob.
And you want to know what I got? News lady haircut.
Yep.
Like Rachel from Friends.
No, it was much bigger than that. Yeah,
but big, yep. But hairsprayed. Like if Rachel from Friends didn't live in New York City, but lived in Alabama. Okay, you just mm-hmm. added all the hairspray and all the big and just cut off all my hair. And I didn't feel like me. I felt like someone who should be reporting on 6 o'clock news. You know, like I just didn't feel like me. So a couple months later, I went to a different hair salon and I had them put in clip-in extensions. And I just showed up to work the next day. No one said anything, but I went from having like shoulder-length news reporter layered bob hair to like J-Lo extensions. And I had multiple pairs of extensions, but I named them Audrey because they made me feel like classic and just like polished. And I felt like me, like I felt like her when she looks at Tiffany's and I just felt like pretty and not like a newsreporter.
You felt like Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, I felt like Audrey Hepburn. So once a week I would have to wash Audrey, meaning my fake hair clip and extensions. And I would brush them and let them air dry and I'd have to style them and Blake would ask me, what are you doing? Just taking care of Audrey.
Oh man. Oh, that's good stuff.
It is.
So I like that little bit.
And that's why I'm not in the news and I'm on TV anymore.
Oh, all right. You got anything else to say about this episode, Marvin? Do you like the Uncle Nicky bits? Did you?
I loved Uncle Nicky when he comes out and he's dressed in like his t-shirt and flannel. And Kevin was like, here, are you going to get ready or are you ready? He's like, yeah, I'm ready.
Let's say I'm not ready.
Yeah. He just shows up. I did love how Rebecca knocked on Kate's door. And I don't know if this was just a Mandy Moore thing or if they wanted it, but it was like, it was like a little music like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was a cute little thing. Kate in this episode rocking the fluffy, cozy robe. Can we just all give
Kate my goodness gracious.
The like 2021 high five, okay? Who needs sexy robes? We're all living in a pandemic. She's got fluffy slippers, fluffy blue robe. And I said to Blake as we were watching this episode, I was like, hey, check out her robe. And he was like, wow, that's a robe. And then he looked at me. I have the same thing, but in purple. And that's what I was wearing.
Doing her dance to All My Life.
Exactly.
Good job.
Yes, that's all I just needed to put. You touched upon everything else that I said, but I needed to get in my robe comment.
Oh, man.
As I know, it brought you joy.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Anything else you want to say? Apparently, Foster has made the worst movie that has ever been made.
Can we talk about the swear?
What do you mean?
Coming up next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Hold on. It's a swear word.
Okay.
Sophie.
Do you think they're going to do it?
What is the do it? He's calling Sophie.
Yeah.
He's questioning his relationship on the phone, possibly with Sophie.
Mm. Here's the thing. The way that they advertised it is the episode, the last episode before the wedding. Like, they're not going to say the wedding and not have a wedding.
Exactly.
So
there's going to be a wedding.
There's going to be a wedding. Here's the question. To whom will it be? Or does it mean that the wedding actually happens? It doesn't necessarily mean that it happens. It just means that a wedding is going to take place.
If this wedding does not take place, everyone needs to hug Madison. Everyone.
Oh, man.
Rebecca is going to have a hard time. Oh, anyway, I just need to say that. I just need to like get off my chest.
What's worse? The Sophie reveal or the stupid Kevin with the wallet on the ground when he saves the guy, but you think he gets in the car accident reveal?
Ooh. You know? Oh, good point. I will tell you this. it is their coming up next weeks that makes you say, this is on network television.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Like whoever makes those choices and says, oh, you know what we need? You know what we need to do for those like people who, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
You know, I wonder if the whole thing that they're doing with Sophie and the car, it's going to be similar to what happened before in that, is it just going to be a bunch of crap that they're just showing us just to make us think that?
Probably. It's just going to be a This Is Us switch, which would be fine if it wasn't just a preview. And, like, I don't need these previews.
And maybe, perhaps, what he's doing is not questioning his, you know, maybe he is questioning his relationship, but it's not gone so far as to be like, hey, Sophie. Maybe it's more along the lines of, hey, Sophie,
what should I wear? A vest or just a tie?
Hey, I heard this about me. Like, someone said this to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
About me. Do you think that this is true?
As I'm going into the most serious relationship of my life, can you help me out? That would be fine. But I'm just sick and tired of these previews. Whoever is making these decisions, gotta knock it off.
Yeah, I'm whoever cuts these little trailers, get out of here.
We're done. We're done with this. We've got enough.
Don't be sticky. Like, you know what I mean? Just don't, like, come on, man. We're all smarter than that.
If Madison walks out?
If Madison walks out, I would be okay with that. Because she was the one that said, listen, I'm just as happy raising these kids alone. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be happy, but I would say, all right, you know what? That makes sense to me.
I don't think she will, because I think she's pumped about this family.
Yeah, well, especially with the whole thing with her dad now. Yeah. Like, I think that she's starting to feel that connection.
Agreed.
Like, maybe she's going to be part of the other three.
Yeah.
Right? So, I think that's... But if she does, okay. That's part of the outcomes that I would say, yeah, okay. That makes sense. I would get it. And that's why I think I'm getting pulled to that story far more than the other two. Because I just don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
And I like that. I like that Kevin has an obstacle and he has valid choices to go around that obstacle.
Whoever makes the previews, like coming up next week's, must sit there and say, how can I make viewers groan audibly? Did anyone else who's watching us live go, whoa? Because we did.
Yeah. Russell here says, what if Madison dies?
Russell? So dark.
Listen, is there a chance that Madison will die? Yeah, especially
if... I mean, we're all fragile.
If something happens, like maybe she goes back into her eating disorder for some particular reason. Maybe she does from that point. And maybe Kevin is left and that's how he gets back together with Sophie or Cassie or whatever. Who knows? There's a possibility. I don't think that Madison is going to die by season's end. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's a terrible way to end this. All right. Time for the in and out.
You ready for in and out?
Yeah. Before we get into the in and out, we would love to remind you to head on over to jointhenerdclan.com to get all kinds of great bonus material and extras from Blake and myself. Whether it's Blake's book club, Keep Calm and Crown On the podcast, or even the After Doc bonus episodes, which are going to be tonight after this live show, there's a lot that you don't want to miss out on in the Nerd Clan. So if you want to support an independently produced podcast, like this one, a mom and pop shop podcast, you can. You just head on over to jointhenerdclan.com for as little as $2 a month. You can support it.
Aw, yes. That's what you should do, please.
Oh my God.
All right, let's do it.
What's it gonna be, McFly? Are you in or out?
All right, Marvin, in or out? First one, dry cereal.
Are in.
On all cereal?
I'm lactose intolerant.
What? Oh, all right, so if you had a choice between cereal with almond milk or dry cereal, which one are you taking?
Dry.
Really?
Yep.
See, I can do dry cereal, but only certain cereals.
Okay.
Like Frosted Flakes, in.
Okay.
Fruit Loops, in. Okay. Cocoa Pebbles, out.
Why?
Gotta have milk with Cocoa Pebbles. Same thing with Fruity Pebbles.
Ew, it gets soggy and just becomes fruity mush.
I'm not saying I like Fruity Pebbles. I'm a Cocoa Pebbles guy.
Same thing, cocoa mush.
No.
It becomes like cocoa mush cold oatmeal.
You can't just sit and relax with it. This isn't like European eating. Like, you have to be American when you eat Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
You have to go get in there, dig in and you know, just.
That sounds very stressful. I'd rather just eat it like how I eat popcorn. Just a little bit. Nibble, nibble, chew, chew. Yum.
You know what else I can't do? Dry?
What, Blake?
Hold on. That's what she said.
I can't do Cheerios dry. Can't do it. Got to have milk. I don't even like Cheerios to begin with, but if I had to do it, it's got to have milk.
You're a weird guy, man.
What am I weird for?
I love you.
Yeah?
But you're weird.
All right, fair enough. All right. In or out on Lucky Charms?
I'm in.
Are you in or out on the Lucky Charms marshmallow cereal only?
I don't really understand what that question means. Is there another option? What?
Yeah, there was a Lucky Charms cereal that came out. It was only the marshmallows.
I don't even understand how that's an option.
It was. It was an option for a time. Are you in or out on just the marshmallows?
I'd be in.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd kind of be out.
It's like space ice cream. Their marshmallows are like spaceman ice cream. You know that stuff. You get it when you go to the museum and you're like, ooh, ice cream. It's what Lucky Charms are.
I feel like you need the little crunch to go along with.
Well, if you have milk, obviously.
All right. In or out, Marvin, on Bridgerton.
So in that we actually have a podcast called Bridgerton with Mary and Blake.
Yes.
And I'm doing a book club about it. So we're in.
In or out on the British baking show.
Wait, hold up. They also like Bridgerton.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying, because a couple people said she just had babies. I'm not saying
they
need to have rumpy pumpy. I'm just saying acknowledge
that there's
the hotness.
Yeah. You can't tell me that you're watching the library scene in Bridgerton and thinking, whoa, dude.
Never going to look at Beauty and the Beast again.
Never the same.
Never the same, man.
Just throwing that out there. Are you telling me when the Duke is rolling up his sleeves and he's, you know, showing that fight? You telling me that she ain't got a little bit of flame going on there? Come on, man.
I just need Kevin to take a rose petal against Madison's cheek. That would do me. I just need a little something. I'm not saying that a woman who just had a baby needs to do the deed.
Yeah, no, but we gotta have a little flirtation. Let's put it that way.
Give me a little smoochy smooth with a little tongue.
Yeah, I'm in. You don't gotta go full Top Gun with it. But
I don't even know what that means. But go.
You know, the famous Top Gun scene. Oh, fine. Never mind. It's another movie we're going to have to watch, Mary.
I've watched it.
I know, but you know, it's when Tom Cruise and...
I don't like Tom Cruise. I'm out on Tom Cruise.
Oh, I'm in on Tom Cruise.
I know you are, and I'm like severely out on him.
All right, in or out on
that the means crazy.
British baking show.
So in.
This is a relatively new in for me.
Yeah.
This is a new in.
The kids and I have been watching it for a while.
Yeah, apparently you've watched a lot of seasons. Apparently, I've been left out.
Sorry. It really chills them out. We went through the entire index of Bob Ross with my kids. And we've now progressed to the British baking show. Mom, can we watch a show?
Yes. Bakers, you have 2 hours.
They love it, though. They love it.
Our son even says that now at the beginning of the show. He's like, Bakers.
He's actually announced that Blake and I are going to have a pancake bake-off, which isn't baking at all. You can bake sheet pancakes, which is my favorite way to make pancakes.
Oh, no way. Out on sheet pancake
pancakes. You haven't even had them. It
doesn't matter. I'm out. I want regular pancakes.
You know what?
Don't give me weird stuff.
That's going to be what I make them. We're going to have a pancake-off, and mine are going to be
And I'm
going to
win, and I'm going to smoke your pancakes.
No, you're not.
Yep, I am. Mm-hmm. All right, in or out on weird art house directors like Foster.
And am I in or out? I'm in.
I'm kind of in too.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a place for those people.
There are.
Go give me a David Lynch. You know, I'm in on David Lynch. All of his stuff he does, totally
what does he do?
Weird. He like all the weird movies. Just
like Memento?
No, Memento was Christopher Nolan.
Oh. See, it was weird Christopher Nolan before Christopher Nolan became Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, that's true. So, but I'm in on weird directors doing weird things and just trying stuff out.
But there's one difference between weird versus it stunk. Like when everyone said like, no, this flopped, it wasn't like, wow, it's going to be only something the artsy crowd liked. Like they said like it stunk. That it was bad.
I wonder if what's going to... Well, you know, that, I'll save that for my...
Maybe they can re-edit it like the Joss Whedon.
Edit. Oh, goodness gracious. With the Justice League?
Yes.
In or out on wedding dress shopping?
I mean, I'm out.
I'm kind of in.
Of course you are. I'm like, I kind of think that you should have been the bride.
It's all about me.
Ugh. They reprimanded me because I cut off the train. I was like, everyone's bustle breaks. I just want to like get married and party right away.
Right, yeah.
I'm wearing sneakers. Give me a break. I don't need a train. Oh, but this is going to ruin the integrity of the dress and it's so beautiful. Cut it.
Yeah, whatever. So what? Your dress was beautiful, by the way.
I thought so too.
It really was.
Thank you.
It was stunning on you. Thank you.
The people in the dress shop told me not to do it.
You see, I personally don't like clothes shopping. But if I can get you, if I can like treat you as like my little Bobby doll and like I can put dresses on you and
this
watch you.
So female empowerment.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I could just get to dress you and watch you walk around in these beautiful clothes all day and with the jewelry and everything, I'm in.
And it sounds like something I'd really enjoy to do.
I know. You hate that. I understand.
Like I joke that if I could buy clothes at CVS, I would. And guess what I saw at CVS this week?
A dress.
Clothes.
Oh, all right. In or out on the song Big Yellow Taxi? Pink Paradise.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I like Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of out because when that song was redone,
mm-hmm.
What is that, like circa 2021?
Well, that was the Counting Crows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the most overplayed songs that year that I just can't handle it. But I will say that choral group that sang it, all the children look to be really blind. I'm interested to know what choral group that was.
Yeah, it was 2003.
Yeah.
2003.
Yeah, it was like really overplayed.
Way overplayed.
And so it kind of bothers me.
So with that scene when Kate says, oh, I have this thing to have you play, like, and it's Joni Mitchell. I know she loves Joni Mitchell and I get it. But the Counting Crows, they ruined that song for me.
Well, and that's the problem. Like, I didn't think Joni Mitchell. I thought Counting Crows.
Me too.
So I wish it was like a Joni Mitchell song that Xennials and Millennials wouldn't have thought of as right. Counting Crows.
Because that song by that, the Count, that is awful.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's awful. It's just
awful.
Overplayed. But that ensemble that sang was beautiful. And I loved singing those little cherubs sing. They did an awesome job.
You know what I hate about that song most? It's the female voice that goes, bop, bop, bop.
But the kids rocked it.
No, I'm saying, but in the Counting Crows version, that's what that it just sends.
Was it Vanessa Carlton?
Vanessa Carlton, yeah.
Okay.
Mm, bop, bop, bop. Oh, God, I can't stand that.
Yeah.
All right, in or out on ballet?
Out.
I'm kind of out on ballet, too.
Looks very painful.
Yeah, don't think I could do it. And I get kind of bored.
I like to watch it.
I get kind of bored. I'm not going to lie.
I would not be good at it, but I do like to watch it.
All right, in or out on Zoom?
So I guess I'm in the middle.
In or out on Zoom dance lessons?
Out.
Out.
Failed.
Out.
We
Way
did
out.
It.
We did it. It was miserable.
My daughter freaked out. We also tried Zoom Taekwondo. That stunk too. The only success we've had are Zoom piano lessons.
Yes. Zoom piano lessons have been a major success. Big hit. Huge
hit. Yeah.
All right. In or out on celebrating 6 months as of anniversary?
In.
I'm kind of in too.
I know. We're so
I'm
cute.
In. It's, hey. It's like we're married. In or out? In or out on surprise anniversary gifts?
Out. Blake, you're probably in.
I am way in. Give me all the surprises. I want the whole thing to be a surprise. That's the whole point. It's a gift from me to you. You're not supposed to know.
You want
to
tell everybody how my birthday went?
Oh, man. Not great, Bob.
Why is it not great?
No,
I'm very happy.
No, it was great. Mary is very...
I don't like surprises.
Forward about things that she wants. And after years of me trying to surprise her with nice things, I finally got the picture. She hates surprises. So I said, okay, Mary, Like, this was the first year. We've been married for 11 years. We've been together for 14. This was the first year where I finally capitulated and said, Mary, what do you want for your birthday?
It was my favorite birthday so far. And I specifically said, I want this for my present. I would like to celebrate with these two families. Yeah. And I would like food from this restaurant. And I would want it to start at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Oh. And, you know, it was awesome.
You had it. You enjoyed it. That's all that matters because it's your birthday. But
I hate surprises.
I'm in on surprises. All right. Lastly, last one. In or out on The Godfather? Come on, Mary. Come on, Mary. Come on, Mary. Come on, Mary.
Why do I need to do something? Why do I need to care?
No! God, please, no! Fine. No!
Out.
No!
Oh! Oh! God, Mary, how can you be out?
Because you talk about it all the time, Blake. You talk about it all the time.
It always goes back to The Godfather.
I don't agree.
It always, any life lesson you could ever take goes back to The Godfather.
Not for me.
Sure. Sure. A man isn't a man until he spends more time with his family. Never hang your dirty laundry in public. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. These are all important things.
All I agree with is take the cannoli. I mean, is it a nice film? Yes. Is it a classic? Yes. Is it annoyed me as much as Pea Paradise, Foot of a Parking Lot? Basically, it's like 2003 Counting Crows in my house with Blake. This is like The Godfather. It always comes back to The Godfather.
Always,
cannolis.
Always go back to the. It always goes back
this
to the.
This is
Godfather.
Like that scene in The Godfather. This is just like the. Yep, I know. You know what we should do? I should get a Godfather t-shirt. Yep.
Yep.
Go for it.
Listen,
Blake.
Listen. You make people an offer they can't refuse, and you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Okay? That's how you do things in life.
Hey, paradise. Bop, bop, bop.
Oh, God. No, don't do it.
You're Vanessa Carlton. That's what you are.
All right. Ready for hot takes?
Godfather is the song. You are Vanessa Carlton. Yes.
All right, Marvin, you got a hot take?
You do yours first.
All right. I wonder if the movie ain't as bad as everyone's making it out to be. Like, people are saying it's bad, but, like, you know, maybe the public really loves it.
Like Hook. The reviewers hated Hook.
But everybody loves Hook. I don't know one person that says,
seriously,
oh, dude, Hook sucks.
Robin Williams as grown-up Peter Pan,
terrible.
Dustin Hoffman trying to get his kid.
Not worth my time. I don't know one person that says that.
It was honestly rated like 33% by professional reviewers.
That's ridiculous.
Right? The score alone. John Williams gold right there.
Yeah, I know. It was so good that he kind of rips Harry Potter from that.
Agreed. I mean, he just rips himself repeatedly in every single thing he ever does. But
except for The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Agreed. But you might be onto something there. The reviewers may be blind.
They may trash it. Maybe. But maybe the people love it. And maybe he does get, you know, some awards from it. Maybe it's one of those things that actually propels him into the future. And that is, or here's another idea. Maybe Nikki is the one. He's like, why don't they make shows like Bonanza anymore? Like, I was going to ask if you were in or on Bonanza, but I know you haven't seen it, so it doesn't matter. Maybe he picks one of these
Bonanza shows.
Maybe he picks one of these things, one of these scripts.
Nikki does?
Yeah, and maybe Nikki picks one. And he's like, all right, I'll do that one. And
love it.
And that's what makes Kevin the big star.
I'm down with that.
Maybe, maybe he does choose that Tom Clancy movie, you know, and I'll see that again. Maybe everybody wants to see another Tom Clancy movie. Okay. They just got one on Amazon, Without Remorse. Michael B. Jordan. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Everybody loves Tom Clancy.
Nice.
There's not one person I know that doesn't like Tom Clancy. Sorry, I got a little excited about Tom Clancy there.
I mean, you are talking to the woman who was dancing and singing.
Exactly. All right, hot takes for you.
I don't really have one. You know, it's just like things. How about this? Instead of hot takes, things that I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see Nikki and Miguel's speech at their joint rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, because that's happening.
That speech, those speeches.
Oh, it's going to be great.
If we don't get to see them, if my Miggy doesn't get to shine.
Hold on.
Y'all been sleeping on my boy Miguel.
What I'm hoping is that they have like a dual speech that they've secretly been working on together since they've made up.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, as I said, a dual thing. Like they get to like crack jokes with each other and like they can maybe finish each other's sentences. Maybe they can like act out Manny scenes or something. I don't know.
Manny say what?
Yes. Like if we can get Miguel or Nikki to do that.
I could see Nikki going there being like, Manny say what?
Oh no, he would.
What?
You know that Miguel would make him practice on a Zoom call. He'd be like, take two.
Do that again.
Theater dad.
More feeling.
So there we go.
Oh man.
I just am looking forward to the rehearsal.
Russell has a great one here. Kevin starts Pearson Construction after his acting career drops, which is one of the reasons why you would think that he has that beautiful house next to the cabin. Oh.
Is the Oscar real? Maybe his kid gave it to him.
Like best, it just says best dad.
Yeah.
But it's an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's good. It's possible.
There we go.
I feel like he's going to get the Oscar. I feel like it's going to be a thing.
I would like that for him. But if not, it would be a really cute Father's Day gift.
Is that what makes Madison and Kevin not work? The fact that he has to act and he has to like,
no,
he can't be all in. He can't be all in on the family because he has to act.
Listen. I was in a relationship with someone who I wasn't attracted to and they weren't attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can be buds. That's about it. If we don't see sexual tension between these two in the near future,
yeah,
that is why they break up. I don't care what the writers say. Telling you. They can do it. They're actors. They can do it. What are you doing?
I'm bringing up our song. We gotta play the song.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm getting ready to close
it
out.
You didn't warn me.
Sorry, I thought you were gonna keep going.
No, I've already said it. They're Outlander and Bridgerton fans.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, I need you to vamp for me just for like at least for 15 seconds or so.
Can we have a moment for Deja going through like some pretty heavy relationship stuff with Malik?
Yeah, man.
Malik's baby mama is being called mama, which I think is totally okay if the mama is being called mama.
Yeah, because that
is the mama.
Yeah, like no matter what she says or does.
But she's driving 5 hours once again to see her child. It must just be really hard for Deja, who of course doesn't even live with her mom. You know, it just must be really hard.
Yeah.
I hope that Deja has a journal or a friend to talk to because this is some deep stuff she's dealing with.
Yep. All right, we've gone long. We are an hour 22. So let's close this bad boy out, shall we?
It's over an hour 22 that we've been on.
No, I got it ready. It's okay. Hour 22. All right, here we go.
Do the
bop, bop, bop.
No. No. See, you hear it? Did you hear it or no?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I got it.
The early 2000s. I will never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you. Here we go. Cause close to me like my father, close to me like my mother, close to me like my brother, sister. Oh shoot, like my brother. You are the only one, my everything, and for you the song I sing all my life. So just picture, okay, putting your arms on someone's shoulders.
Oh no, it's
or around
be on the
somebody's
hips. Yeah, on the
well,
hips.
Well, that's what you would. You would have done my hips. I would have done your shoulders.
Yes.
So the step, touch, step, touch. Don't look at each other's eyes. Okay, that makes it awkward. Just like look around. And if you, you know, if you like me, had your growth spurt a little early, you can't even look in their eyes. Okay? They're just down to the land of the mountains.
They definitely ain't looking in your eyes.
No, no. That's what I would learn years later. People love to dance with me because I was so tall. Everybody's head was in my chest. So there we go. We're just swaying, just dancing. And you're looking around and you're like, okay, okay, I've got this. Up, oh, you stepped on each other's feet. You're good. You're good. You've got it.
Oh, this.
With a stranger. You don't know this song?
No, this video is wild.
Ready? I really love you. So good. So good. Well, I'm glad that this song was brought up twice in this episode as it gave me hashtag all the feels, throwbacks. I hope that it did for you too if this was a song from some time in your youth.
Oh, man.
All right, Blake.
This is such a wild song.
We're going to wrap this up.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to This Is Us 2. We're, of course, going to be coming at you. We are going to have a different date next week as I have an obligation next Wednesday night. So stay tuned. Just make sure you're following us on social media. Yeah. Most likely, we'll be going live Thursday night.
Yes, Thursday night. Yeah. And the Potterverse will more than likely be that Friday as
yes,
well.
Yes, we're going to just be pushing everything as I do have a commitment on Wednesday.
Yep.
So we will talk about This Is Us next Thursday.
The penultimate
the
episode.
Penultimate.
Oh, and you know what we get to do?
No.
We get to play Europe. We get to play some Europe. The final countdown. This is my favorite thing to do for every penultimate episode. We get to drop the Europe. You don't even care. You don't even care about Europe. Unbelievable.
Hold on. This is like you're going to break it down. Look at those little sunglasses.
Some color on the shirt with the big thing. Oh, yeah.
I pray for someone like you. Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Go to MaryandBlake.com. Check out all the great stuff.
Cut out the music. Just a coup. Like. Yeah. Feel those rich harmonies. I pray for someone like you. Yes. Oh, it's so good. So good. I pray that you have a beautiful day, that you listen to some old school jams and be dancing the loved one. And we will talk with you next week. I'm Mary.
My name is Blake.
And this is us too.